I don't know who this is. Anonymous, go ahead, speak. Anonymous. You a spy?
What,
you're a Randy Boggins spy, afraid to speak?
Are you surprised that Anonymous didn't have a speech? How ineffable, Bob.
Okay, well, that's the end of that, Anonymous. Then there's unavailable. Unavailable. You have a question, unavailable? Well, maybe that's me. That could be me. Sorry.
No, maybe.
I don't know who that is.
Well, Bob, do you have a question then for down the road since you're unavailable?
No, that wasn't me. Sorry. Now we'll go back. I guess we're going to cycle back. So, Ginny, go ahead.
I have a question, but it's kind of like an old-timey question, a question that I never got answered from a long time ago.
Those are our favorite questions.
Oh, stop. This is not going to be your favorite question, Bob. Ion, we sent JW a painting of the Ascension painting as a gift, and we never did hear what happened, where he hung it and what he thought, and what can you tell us about that?
It's hanging in a over a bureau in a hallway in the main part of the house.
What was the content, Ginny?
It was the Ascension painting.
Ascension painting?
It was the original that Sheila did.
The original?
And
oh, you
remember
got the original.
How... Yeah, we sent the original through a super secret method of like three transcriptions of, you know, how the address was going to get there and this and that. But remember, we commissioned the Ascension painting for JW, the rewrite group did. And listening to the rewrite kind of brought back all these memories of that time. And one of the things that we did, the members of the rewrite, was we commissioned Sheila to paint that painting for JW.
And he cherishes it.
Yes, I remember.
Very good.
Why didn't he acknowledge it, Ion, or did he acknowledge it and thought it went through, his acknowledgement?
He did, but it was so special. How would he do that? You know, it was the blueprint or the footprint of what you all are coming to was overwhelming for him to enjoy, to engage. It was special.
Aw. Yeah, it was very
he's
special.
He's still speechless, Ginny. He's speechless.
Good. Well, I mean, that's good. That wasn't the purpose, but I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, it was, I mean, listening to the rewrite now, Bob, it was such an amazing,
yes,
incredible amount of information and experience that we had with Ion and also in part with JW, because sometimes JW would jump off the phone and hang out with us in his JW-ness,
yes,
and chitty chat and things, and
yeah,
we loved him and we still do. It's just so special. So.
Well, now we got it answered. We got it answered. Finally,
yep,
got it answered.
I got an answer. So that was my question.
Does Greg have a question?
We've spoken about the sneezing, and I'm looking for a better way because I've completely bruised all of my chest muscles from an old big one or a big and old one. And we's looking for a better way here, dude, before I blow my rib cage out.
Well, the only thing we can prescribe thoroughly is Vestal Goodman.
Should that be through speakers or earbuds?
Of course. Yeah, of course. Of course. All of them. Yes, yes, yes. Get the Bose noise canceling.
Does that mean there's a lot of people, a lot of ghosts going through, Greg? Every time you sneeze, you got a ghost coming through you, Greg, right?
He's had a lot of traffic lately.
Best answer yet, Bob. There's been a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
And it's interesting.
Well,
as
a distributor of the RNA drops, Greg, as a distributor, is he getting a lot of attention from the ghost residue world, Ion?
That's interesting.
Distribution
no,
world?
Well, the premise is good. If you went at it from, has his omerage shifted, and that's what's causing more connection or conductivity, we'd say, well, how brilliant of you, Bob. Mm-hmm. How would you ever pick up such a high-minded thing?
Well, Greg, the one, I don't do omerage. Greg had brought in the concept of omerage at the very beginning.
We understand, but if you picked that up, you'd have been super safe.
Yeah, I could have picked that up. That Greg is omerage. Yeah. I should have put the two together.
No,
it's omerage,
you could have, you'd have said
it's your omerage.
It wasn't spookers that the RNA is getting around him. It is the omerage that is shifting, draws as an inviting or a neon sign that says, hey, how y'all? Remember in Ghost when Whoopi Goldberg, Karen, we adore, was pretending to be the soothsayer, and then all of a sudden she got connection, and then she was the soothsayer, and then she didn't like it because she was the soothsayer? Yeah, get some Kleenex.
Yeah, Bob, I'm kind of like you. You know, you used to say that you go to the post office a lot for Carolyn. Well, I support Ginny Bell, and I just schlep a lot of boxes to UPS. So I guess as the initial delivery boy of the RNA drops, I'm gathering quite a crowd. Well, thank you, Ian. I will definitely take the Vestal Goodman prescription to heart, so to speak.
Wouldn't take nothing from a journey now.
With regards to Fukushima, has the quantity of radiation increased into the ocean from that site?
No, but guess what it has done? We're now getting into the trace levels. They're starting to increase. The lead is just astounding. We think Michigan is the place to move.
Oh, God.
This is a little town that went completely bankrupt. I mean, they filed Chapter 9, which means you can't even file. How do you file Chapter 9? Puerto Rico can't even file Chapter 9. They're not even a state. I mean, that's when the municipality falls. And now they come around and find out that there's so much lead in their lakes that they've ruined and contaminated their pipes. And then they're wondering why people are starting to notice. See, and it's so hysterical because if you'd read 10 years ago, if you'd read that, oh, my God, it would have been the Love Canal all over again. It would have been greatest atrocity ever, ever, ever. And now all you get is the governor says, well, I'm going to fix this. How the hell are you going to fix everybody's pipes that live in Michigan? But that's not this news story. The news story is that these shifting metals, what we call heavy metals, to the little man are pretty tough. But they become more sensitive to those metals. But it's that shifting change. And when we already said a lot of folks are going to die, and we already said, you know, all that kind of stuff, but no reason to reset. But now it's not surprising to us that you all are starting to get the little tidbits, the little drops of information that say, oh, yeah, by the way, everybody in Michigan's lead poisoned. Okay, yeah, good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, with the center of it being Flint, what a mess. Here's a good idea. We'll send water through the pipes and not put any corrosion inhibitor in it as a cost-saving That's a really good idea.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Why don't they just drink hydrogen peroxide? Wouldn't that be easier?
That'd clean them out pretty good. That's right. Okay, so good. So Fukushima is just increasing.
Never. Good Lord, they're trying to get it back to normal. They're not trying to say that this is the pathway to the journey to the center of the earth. Why would they do that?
Sure.
It's like Chernobyl. This was the actual news story. In Russia, everything is okay. There is no problem in Russia, especially in Chernobyl. That was the actual news story when Chernobyl blew. There's no trouble, especially in Chernobyl.
Yeah. Well, I know in Japan they have... Sure, Bob, go ahead. In Japan, they put these Geiger counters, I'm calling it a simple name, in the parks where the kids play so that they can calm the parents that, they're playing in an area where there's not, any extensive radioactivity. Well, foreigners come in with Geiger counters that are not calibrated to Japanese standards, and they measure three to four times the amount of radiation in the parks that the Japanese governments have theirs calibrated to.
That's great. And they keep increasing the rads to kill you, too, the number of rads to kill you. So it's good. It's increasing. Now that Bob's got the event down and he got his extra planet now, it's all going to get fun pretty soon now.
Yeah, you like that, Greg? The event scenario finally showed up with the new planet they discovered the other day.
I saw that, and believe it or not, I went, didn't Bob say something about that? Good job.
Well, and Jenny Bell was thinking about the planets aligned when we called on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight.
Yes.
And Jenny Bell got all excited about when the planets align. Well, they're doing that this month, too.
Thank you, Ian.
And two,
okay, thanks
and
a lot,
two,
Greg.
And two galaxies also.
Are coming?
Two galaxies will be found.
We'll be able to be
very
seen
cool.
As two as well.
Thank you.
Okay, next person is Susanna from Texas.
Hello, how are you? Can you hear me?
We are fine. You sound wonderful.
Yes.
Hey, Ian, I want to ask about electricity. I remember we spoke of that before and it didn't seem to come to a conclusion, so I wanted to ask you a little bit about that because listening to some archives, you said that you are negative pH and that negative pH is electricity. Do you still agree with that statement?
Yes.
You also, in talking about why and how JW is able to do so many things and that you're able to speak through JW, you talk about how JW has no resistance to you.
Yeah.
Do you mean a resistance in terms of, and you speak of how you flow, so do you speak of it in terms of electricity?
Yes, it would be an electromagnetic induction for him.
When you talk about being a river that's flowing through, are you saying
yes.
A river as a metaphor, or do you mean a real river?
Well, we are very literal. We're not very metaphorical.
That's confusing, then.
Why? What is a river? Describe a river, lay out a river, see what a river is. What does a river do? It meanders, it changes,
flows.
It flows. It's a body.
Mm-hmm.
It contains. A river banks hold the river in its way, but it's never contained. It's always all over the place. It's never bound. It's never dammed. You can dam it up, but it'll fail. Ask the Army Corps of Engineers. Every dam on the planet fails.
So the error, well, I was thinking river in terms of water, but you're talking river in terms of anything that flows.
Basin capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Electromagnetic induction. Yes. There you come.
Mm-hmm.
Is JW's ability to allow electromagnetic induction was what Ian said in reference to JW? Electromagnetic induction?
That's how he flows.
That's what he allows?
She asked for a description of how he's able to allow us to flow through him, and we prescribed it as electromagnetic induction.
That he has. He has a high allowance.
No, he allows it. He allows it. Yeah.
He has no resistance.
Okay.
Right.
He has no resistance.
That goes back to Greg's homerage. Gosh, good. Got a good flow, though.
Oh, okay.
So back to the lampstands.
Get Brian, then, if you're going back to the lampstands. Go get Brian.
Okay. Well, can I go ahead and ask my question?
Go ahead. We're just poking. We're just
In the lampstand, you, in the different conversations, it's been said that the perfect amino acid is the lysine.
Well, no, not perfect. The most perfect.
The most perfect. Then there's more amino acids that
they're going to change. You're going to change. Carolyn's got a list. There's like in a little line of what you all know as those amino acids. There's like a chart. You've got that very specific chart because it flows from this letter to that. We won't be so precise so y'all can figure it out because this is like recorded for like ever and all that kind of crap, whatever that means. Anyway, she has that chart. So the right level of the lysine is what you're using right now. And what they have right now, we would say, is perfect. But there's a more perfect one that'll become. Now, we're not talking about how you run your GMOs, and we're not talking about antibiotics that they keep having generational things. But there is a good way of knowing of like the difference between erythromycin and Cipro is that the way that those antibiotics have progressed is the same way the meat sack body at the cellular level, especially those ascending, is shifting and changing too. So just as your RNA drops are getting more, we would say more potent, but that may not be the right way to say it, but they're certainly becoming more visceral, more tactile, more powerful if you apply it. They most certainly are that. Then what happens is you, from a generational, like in Kings and Chronicles and Deuteronomy of your baguettes, you start running the track of where this came from and where it came to. So this particular amino acid will be a part, a mark, a point. And that the one, like I said, the one they actually contain is the most perfect one. But there will one of you a little bit better that'll be more refined. Because now what you got to do is you've got to bring that lysine into the smaller, more compounded, well, we don't like to say pico because that's a bad word. We can't say angstrom because then people go and blow their brains out and all that kind of stuff. So we don't know. Y'all pick a damn word. We don't know the word that goes with it. But you've got to find a way to get that amino acid a little bit smaller. When you get smaller, you'll need less of it to do more. Once that applies in your meat sack body, you're going to find a way to let your body do a little something. But you're going to have to get it small enough for it to make a difference. Otherwise, you're pissing in the wind. Once you get it the correct size and the like, fine, you'll refine lysine as an application or an applicator to your lucid lymphatic position.
Is there an auger that is part of this process?
Agers are great, but they're kind of wasted. It's just a field. There's always an agar, a field in the petri dish. There's always that. So you always have, like where your sterile field is, would always be an agar that something's coming to. It's not required here, but you're asking, is there one? And we say there always is one, but there's not one in a petri dish that you're trying to gain here.
Is there any agers involved in the lamps?
Okay. Now, well, if Bob was answering this question, you'd get a different answer than what you're getting. If Bob asked that question, it's a completely different answer. Because Bob would ask that from a different place than where you're asking it from. From where you're asking from, never. There's not an agar regarding the lampstands. But you let Bob answer it absolutely every single time without failure exception there is. Now, if you want to pick that apart, you're welcome to. But the point is the connectivity or the field that you're talking about as an agar regarding the lampstands never in your world applies. The lampstand is, well, we didn't say that. No, we said go get Brian. The lampstand does. Oh, no, we didn't say that. Well, we already did. Yeah, we worked that all out. Yeah, you got all that. But for you, the lampstands don't have anything to do with an agar. How about that?
Are the lamps lit? Is there a burning process with the amino acids?
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Yes.
Is it a fire or a chemical reaction?
They are the same.
And is there something that is created that then it comes down through the lampstands? Or does the lampstand act as a siphon of some sort? A siphoner?
Well, we wouldn't call it a siphon. See, you got Pergamon. You haven't dealt with Pergamon. You haven't dealt with the other things. And I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. That's the Revelations 1:12. Now, we're doing something different here. Everybody's going to be raging. Because now the churches are becoming more visible. The churches are becoming, you get in deities. You got two sides of the church. You got the human side of the church, and you have the divine side of the church. So each lampstand, if they represent that, would have both articulated positions. So the lampstand becomes the way of both, but neither. The way of both, but neither. Okay? The easier it is to hear, the closer you get to perfection they become.
You know the connection to Roxy of Pergamon. She's done a lot of research into Pergamon. You remember that in the videos? Roxy asking about that?
Yes, I remember, but I don't remember the details.
Yeah. Oh, it's a good example of your question overlapping with her interests.
Mm-hmm.
But then what are you going to do with 1 Timothy 3:15? The church of the living God, the pillar and support, the truth.
Well, humans can't handle that. You have to be ascended to handle that stuff.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's the point. So just make a little mark. Make a little mark in your little man's sand, Bob, so we can forget next time that we did this thing, right?
That's right.
Well, I mean, if you're not going to remember what you didn't know, if you're not going to remember what you didn't ask, then you shouldn't wonder about what answer you got that you didn't apply. Correct?
Right.
Good.
Okay, next, Susanna. Next point.
Hey, Bob, she's doing good today. Hey, Bob, she's doing good.
That's right.
So continuing with the lampstands, I'm wondering if the lampstand somehow, you said at one point that it's set apart for it to activate, but there's a connector that has to be, there's a connector, there's some sort of connection, and my question is a connection to the bloodstream? And does source, river, energy, you, non-physical, negative pH, is that the connector or is that the activator?
Well, we could say both. We could ask you the contents or what's in absence.
What's in absence? The liquor?
Yeah, it's an anise flavored spirit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, we say yes, but then you come back and you're going like, wait a second, what does that got to do with this? So we're saying exactly. Now, when you let it drip on the sugar cube, it turns white.
Mm-hmm.
And you drink it, right?
Yes, I think so. You're supposed to drink it after you pour it through the sugar cube.
Let it drip over the sugar cube. That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, that is a morphing a change. So what you're asking about is how the change applies to the change. And we say, well, then we could ask you about absinthe and what takes place there. And then that would be, we could say that's the answer to your question. So you want to ask your question again, or do you want to figure out what's really special about anise?
What is really special about anise relevant to the lampstands and the connection to the bloodstream?
Well, it is in the Eastern Mediterranean region of Southwest Asia.
So let's continue on with the lampstands then, as far as more questions about
Okay. Then take the part that makes fennel taste like fennel and save that for another conversation. But it's very important.
Susanna, I'm getting this idea. He's talking about the white thing on the absinthe sugar. Isn't that the white stones adding to the generations of RNA drops? It's a metaphor for what's happening to the RNA drops, and that may relate to the Elamstan process.
Well, it's that shifting change. So your question was right, that we said it was no agar. It's no agar. There's no agar that you're growing something out in. Okay, there's no agar. That's okay. There's no problem with that. What is the position is it comes back to, this is a reference, an empirical reference. This gets so simple, guys, you just can't believe how easy this gets. You went around the Mayflower. A long way around, and we were trying to get you to notice the lotus flower. If you went to the Mayflower, and you should have started with the lotus flower. We're going to get you back there, but it's a simple, easy thing. Or you can wait another 17 billion years if you want to. It's the silliest thing ever, and beat yourself to death and die and re-die and die from dying and then fill the guff and open the guff and rerun it back before you want to. Or you can just
go. Now let's go to the lotus flower.
No, it's fine. But we just got it. We got fennel. That's what you got. With
fennel.
Fennel.
Okay.
It's the thing in fennel that makes it taste.
So the drops are like the fennel, and
we didn't say that. We didn't say that at all.
So there's something about anise and fennel.
Yes.
What's anise? A-N-I-S-E?
Yes.
Yes. Makes a great tea.
Yeah, they taste the same.
Isn't anise and fennel are not the same? That was my next question. I thought they were.
They're not.
They taste the same.
They're totally different.
They're both seeds.
Anise is a plant. Fennel is a bulb.
You're talking about not the seeds. You're talking about the whole plant.
We're talking about what fennel is and what anise is. I mean, we weren't talking about the binomial nomenclature of it. We were just saying, note the difference. They taste the same, but they're not the same thing.
Okay,
let's hold it there, Susanna. There's some other people waiting to break those directions.
Oh, yes. Oh, my stars. It's a minute. Oh, my gosh. It's gone. It's here. It's coming.
There's no
time.
Time is done.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Make notes on your goodies and look them up, and then you can have more questions. It's all good.
Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, Ion.
It's number one.
I heard you mention something that Bob played in a recording last week that piqued my interest. It was the dream that dreams your dream.
Yes.
Is that like the holodeck that you've talked about that comes out of the angel diagram?
It can be. It's a representation of it. But see, the holodeck, you remember when people used to get lost and they thought going to another world was astral projection, and then you showed them that it was actually really going, that there was indeed a difference between live and Memorex, but if you're doing it correctly, you can't tell?
Yeah.
Okay, then if that's the case, then the slippage of time, let's see, that would be novation. Yeah, you got that?
Novation, okay, noted.
That's a Fringe episode, episode 4 or 5. We have that somewhere.
Episode 5.
Last week.
The thing that got me, though, when you talk about the dream that dreams your dream, is way back on you said that there are no dreams. When we think we're dreaming, we're actually there. So I'm curious as to why you're saying dream now.
Because if we had said, you take yourself everywhere you go, it wouldn't mean the same thing, would it?
Okay, so
we're saying what you call a dream state, the dreams that dreams that dream, are those realities that are indeed real. And if you call it a dream, we can't award you, call it succotash. If succotash is the succotash that is. But it is. But if you're going to call it a dream, a lot of people can't take the reality, as you know. You present the most perfect thing ever, and people go, oh, no, I can't. I could never. And you're like, well, you ridiculous thought. And, of course, it'll work. I'll prove it. I'll do it here. Show you. Boom. And then they still get all lost in it. And you go do it.
So you could have just as easily.
I'll go do my thing. And you go do it, and then they go, we want you to do it first. Sorry, that's fast. You're done. I'm on to the next new fun thing. So, yeah.
So if you were to say it to me, would you say the reality that reality is reality?
No, we'd say the real reality that you see as real, that you allow reality to be real to you, that is the somber representation of a field of dreams.
Okay, and is that field of dreams the thought that I hold?
Yeah,
that...
No, it's reality.
No?
The field of dreams is reality.
Is that like my home reality?
Let me throw this in. Let me throw this in, Jed. Is that reality I am? Is that reality beneath the atoms, beneath the frequencies or tonalities, into the nothing place underneath matter? Is that the reality?
Well, no. That's okay. But why don't you just put it in the ionosphere or the space between the atomic connections, the space, the charge? Because sometimes it's different and it shifts and changes. So if you can make that, your words are perfect. If you say it's the space between the particles.
Okay,
and there's a formula that goes with that, but that really wouldn't matter because you just get lost. Because once we start giving like A is to B and B is to C and finding out what B is to C, remember all that?
Yeah.
It's great fun.
So it's like the dream that dreams the dream. You got dream, the first one's a noun, which is like the space between the particles. And then it's verbing a dream. So it's there's an action there into another noun, which is the output dream. Is it the
so
output dream?
So it's an object.
Okay.
So it's an object. Right. So if now Bob is probably the only one on the planet that still diagrams, so he could diagram that and lay it out between the subject and the predicate, and then he's looking for the adverb or the action. That dream, is that an adverbial phrase or what is that, Bob? The dream that dreams dreams.
I don't know. Move along.
Oh, sorry.
I keep that secret.
Okay, that's good. Keep that secret. Yeah. But he can die. He's a diagrammer from way back. He and Garrison Keillor.
So at the root of everything, Ion, is everything just made up of words?
Words are stone.
Okay, and is there something that makes up the stone?
Did you say and? It's important. Did you say and stone?
No.
Words
no.
And.
Well, no, words are stone.
What did you say? Word stone?
Words are stone.
Okay.
You're looking for mortar.
We're looking for mortar?
Apparently.
Well, I want to know what's the stone made of? What are the stones made of?
Words.
Shadows.
Made of words.
Words are made of shadows. But see, the reason the words would never have come into it except for Bob's ridiculous Gutenberg, blah, 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 blah. It wouldn't matter. We wouldn't have to go around them. That's how you got to the Mayflower instead of the Lotus Flower. But that's another conversation. Yeah. They don't call them Dark Ages for nothing. But anyhow, that's an easy place. That's what that's about. So we would say... That's the corn. Words are the corn that are planted in the field of dreams that are lush and tossle early in the spring.
Okay, Chad, we're going to pick up that next week.
Okay.
I have to give a few others a chance. Okay, Corbin.
Thanks,
Chad. Corbin, you got one fucking question. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob, what's going on, man?
Corbin, get to the fucking point.
What question did I ask you? Oh, okay. Yeah, there was a Bowie, Zappa, and a Beatles connection earlier. I was trying to...
They're all dead. That's the connection. They're all dead.
Well, no. Ion. I'm so sorry. I forgot that I was in your presence.
The first one died, and you know why the second one died? Because he was dead. You know why the third one died? Peer pressure. Fear for David Bowie had to go for peer pressure. He couldn't be run up one more time, because if Don Henley ran it up him one more time, he just couldn't take it no more. Got to go, baby. Got
that's
to go.
True. Modus operandi. At modus operandi, everybody must die. But
that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. That's a representation of Occam's razor. You only allow that, so that becomes the least, easiest, simplest act. Blow your fucking brains out and see. Blow your fucking brains out and see. You'll figure it out.
I'm going to try it. Yeah,
blow your fucking brains out, Corbin. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Corbin.
Say, go key yourself. No, but the happy part of that is that once you apply it, you find out that there's better ways. It's all good. Go ahead.
Hey, Ion.
Okay, go ahead, Kim.
Hi, Ion.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, darling. Hi. You all were talking about the 11 castles and the 12th being hidden. Would the 12th castle be Iondum?
No, it's built, we joke about it, is none such castle, one that Henry VIII built that could not be. It was like a Neverland, it was fictitious, and he built that. He built that none such castle for one of his later wives. And they got to see it for just a minute, and it was like no such castle. Now, they can go see that now. You can find it, but it was like this fanciful, gonorrhea-based, diseased thing that he got himself into that put him in this world that he laid in wait and tried to get himself straightened out and designed this no such castle. Well, these other castles hold those implements, but see, because of the space between those protons and the receptors, that ion sphere, they've hidden the ways to get to the gates, the nine gates. You have to go to the nine gates. Travorkia tried to do it, and gosh, Mr. Corso's done it to death, and the Balkans have tried to pay for it, and Bob took all the Balkans' money, but don't tell anybody. They'll be cross about it and be yelling at Bob, and that never ends well. But the point then comes back that those different little marks and placements put the pieces together to get you to the 12th castle.
Does that mean that's a castle we would not necessarily want to visit or be around?
Sure, you can. You can. You certainly can. Y'all can go to all of them. Roxy can't go to Chambord, but y'all can go to all of them if you want to. If you want to.
The other question,
Kim,
I have.
That's very good.
Real quick. But you had the bottom.
No, go ahead, quick.
The scrub powder that you said for us to look at the label. And it was in reference to one of the castles or one of the emblems. And on the front of it, it has a small chick coming out of a shell. Is that the piece that you wanted us to look at?
Yes. Very good.
And is that reference to, you always say it's your chicken and you want us to fuck it. Does it have anything to do with the angels?
Okay. The access to the angels, not the angels, but the access to the angels.
Okay.
See, y'all are still trying to, now see, here we go. Now, here we're trying to bring up the point here. It's the access. If you had the good access to the angels, you wouldn't wonder which came first, the chicken or the egg. Right?
Right.
Because if you knew what albumin really was, you'd know how to apply it into a chemical equation, and it would be a plier for the yolk. And then you would see the difference. It's all one egg, but there are two parts. Okay? So that reference is the access to the angels, not the angels themselves.
Oh, yeah, actually, you can see it is an egg yolk, and the egg. Oh, that's interesting. Who would have known?
Ta-da! Look at you.
Thanks,
you're
Kim.
So fancy.
Thank you, Ion.
Okay, Jean.
Ion is the ascended state or the ascended being the predicate of the dream that dreams the dream?
Yes, and it has an increased level of albumin in the blood serum.
You referred to the dough that eclairs are made of.
Pâte à choux.
And in pâte à choux, the yolk is separated from the albumin.
Absolutely.
And the albumin is not used to make the pate choux, right?
That's exactly correct.
Now, the yolk is denser. It has more mass.
It also is higher in what you call plasma.
And now, is that an electronic
plasma
reference?
No. It's not. You're talking about pate choux.
Yeah, or specifically the yolk in the dough. You said is higher in plasma.
Yes.
And the white doesn't exist in pate choux.
That's correct.
I don't remember the conversation. Pate choux represented the super sugar, didn't it?
No.
All right, well, let's go on to the white. So the white doesn't exist in the pate choux. And the white is much lighter in density or mass, but you say
so
it doesn't have...
So that's the yolk. The mass is the yolk.
And so the albumin, or the white, has less plasma also.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, thanks, Gene. As time runs out, I would like to see if Roxy has a question. I don't know if she's still here.
This is Sarah.
Go ahead, Roxy.
Or Sarah.
Well, I did want to know if when Joseph is in jail, is that when he's in the pit that Reuben put him in, or is there another jail after
that? No, there is another one. No. The first one, they were trying to kill him. The coat of many colors, Joseph. His family was supposed to kill him. They buried him. They put him in the pit with the lions. He didn't get eat. He got around that. He got over that. Then they put him in jail later. That's how he found favor and was able to tell the dreams of the jailer, and she was able to tell them to interpret the dreams of the Pharaoh, which is how he became Pharaoh's right-hand man and held all of the seed, the grain, for Egypt. And that's who made the deal with his own brothers later when they put the Hebrews in bondage. They asked Joseph to say, oh, loan us the grain, we can't make it. So he loaned them the grain, they paid it back. They said, oh, loan us, we'll give you the land, we can't take care of it, you take care of it. He said, okay. And then a little more Goyish cup came along, and the next thing you know, he says, here, put us in bondage. You, please, put us in bondage. We're not able to handle. We're in form of papyrus. We can't run our own affairs. You must do it for us. They asked Pharaoh, and Joseph says, oh, what the hell? Come on. It's like cowboy foreplay. Get in the truck.
Okay, thanks, Sarah. Moving up,
Yes, I have many questions.
Your line opens, go ahead.
The main flower is the lily, the leaf again, and the Duchess of Cambridge had this flower in her wedding bouquet, and it represents also the tears of Eve when she was thrown out of the garden. There's also in the castles often the encryption of the word ship, navire. For example, I see also there is like two groups, the ones that go with St. John, the Revelator, and the ones that go with Jesus, and like the ones that are, they have these three colors, the white,
Carthage.
The red, and the black.
Carthage.
Yes. Those
Carthage.
Colors, and then the...
Carthage.
Wait, Roxy, is that the wreckage of Carthage, the Punic Wars? Is that what you're referring to, Ion?
Well,
the wreckage
Tunisia.
Of Carthage, Punic Wars? Tunisia.
She's okay. Asking a question. He's going around the mountain. And we say the answer is Tunisia or Carthage.
Yes. And then the French have the red, the white, and lazur, the blue. The lapis lazuli, and the lapis lazuli was the,
lapis Zulu,
the blue lotus and the fleur de lis.
Yeah.
And I see that, for example, in Florence, they have the same, the flower of lis, but red one. I wonder what's the meaning of this coding with the colors?
The color doesn't matter. It's from the reference. The references. Just compare all the references. Put them all together. Put them in a nice collage, and then they'll come back and tell it to you. Thank you all so much. It's been such great fun. We'll play again always, always, always.
Thanks
yes,
a lot.
Santa Maria dei Fiori.
Yeah, the Tunisian. It's Tunisian. Thank you.